This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. In 1982, a friend of mine, Charlene Peterson, and her husband, Leland, had bought a home with an old shop in front of it along the highway in the little community of Ross, Minnesota. They were busy remodeling the old shop, and an article appearing in the Roseau Times Region in September of 1982 gave some history of the family who had owned the building before them. I'll read you that story now. Another landmark is disappearing in Roseau County. The old Cedar Holm blacksmith shop, garage, store, and Ross Post Office building is in the process of being demolished, with about half of it to be converted into a shed by Leland Peterson, who now lives there. Carl Cedar Holm and his wife Tilda came to the United States from Sweden, and in 1902 came to Ross, where he set up a blacksmith shop across the road from where the present building was built in about 1920. Clarence Duncan recalls that Carl cut the logs, sawed and hauled in the lumber for the new blacksmith shop, where he moved his equipment and began a store as well. The post office was in the store at the time. His wife was postmistress there from 1919 to 1947. Carl's son, Emil, worked with him in building the new building and in working there as well. They added a garage to the structure, and Emil was the mechanic there. Emil was married to Jeanette Breck, who had taught school there for a year. They were married in 1941 while the blacksmith shop, granary, and garage were in operation. She became postmistress there in 1950 and served for 26 years until the post office was closed. When I first came, it was about the end of the grocery store there, but we had the post office, she recalled. She noted that Mrs. Ned Dunham, Emil's sister, was postmistress there between the time Tilda and she were in charge of the mails. Jeanette remembers that Carl's brothers were in the blacksmith shop with them for a time at the beginning, and remembers very well how the people used to come for repairs to their machinery, even in the 50s. Ross had a creamery, school, and Arneson's had a store then, and it was quite busy. There were still benches left from the days the store and post office were in the same area, and people used to come in on cream days, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, to sit and visit while they waited for the mail. There was a lot of movement around there then, she remembered. They had a gas station, and Emil did automobile repairs and worked on tractors, while his dad did the blacksmith work. Carl also did horseshoeing before he came, worked on buggy wheels and wagon wheels. He could do almost anything. She remembered that there were still a lot of buggy and wagon wheels in the building when she sold out after her husband died. The blacksmith forge and other equipment was still there too. Mrs. Cedarholm remembered that there was a lot of plowshare sharpening in the old days, and a lot of people came in to get work done, such as John Jurgensen, Nels Broughton, Knut Bufflin, Archie Lee, Clarence Wold, and Clarence Duncan. Everyone who farmed around there then, she said. Clarence Duncan remembered that before electricity came, Carl Cedarholm could take a broken sickle, weld it in the forge, and pound it together with a hammer. He was good at it too, he said. He worked on anything anyone brought in. At that time, the biggest business was sharpening plowshares, but he also shoed horses and was good at that too. You couldn't find anyone better. When in later years Clarence hauled mail on the road, Emil did a lot of mechanic work on his car at the garage in Ross. He was a real mechanic. Duncan also remembered Carl's work on buggy and wagon wheels. He kept new spokes and rims on hand and always used to have a big stock. He made wheels. He also said that charges were reasonable too, not like nowadays. He recalled that Carl had another service, that of drilling stones, packing them with powder and blowing them up so farmers could clear their fields. Cedarholm, he remembered, was one of the first people in the country to burn peat, which he would cut in the summer, stack, and let dry for winter fuel in the blacksmith's shop. Emil Cedarholm did a lot of mechanic work after his dad died, Mrs. Cedarholm said. She remembered that there were quite a few post office boxes when she took over as postmistress. The mail came from Fox at first, and then, when they got a route out of Ross to Pine Creek, it came from Roseau. The route later also took in the Minnesota Hill area. Those who handled the routes in those years were Clarence Duncan, Albert Queen, and Stanley Salto. who was still driving it in 1982 as the article was written. There were times when it was tough to get the mail in, like during winter blizzards and in the spring of 1950, when the entire area was flooded and the mailman went back and forth to Roseau by boat, right over the top of farm fields. Emo went out of the garage business in the mid-50s and worked for a time in Badger as a mechanic before going with Wilson Brothers in Roseau. Mrs. Cederholm continued to run the post office. Her husband died in 1964 and she continued to be postmistress until 1977 when the post office was closed. She remembers when plowshares were put on new instead of sharpened, when in wet years Emo would put airplane tires on combines and did a little bit of everything. Things slowed down after the routes came in. Not as many people came in, and when the creamery closed and Arneson's store closed, not many people stopped anymore, she said. It was a far cry from the days when they had had to special delivery the live chicks which came by mail, and the shops were humming, as was the creamery. I enjoyed the post office, seeing people every day, she confessed. The post office is now gone, as is the area where the grocery store once drew people to visit. Part of the landmark will stand, and with the old-timers it will continue to bring memories of the chug of steam engines coming to be fixed, the clang of a hammer on an anvil, and the neigh of horses. History has moved on. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county's history.